صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا الله يا الله يا الله صل وسلم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه كان فريق من عبادي يقولون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنسوكم ذكري وكنتم منهم تضحكون. إني جزيتهم اليوم بما صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين؟ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعد يوم فاسأل العادين. قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا، لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، the greatest creation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created are me and you, the humankind. All other things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. That everything else is for our benefit and in our service. The star, the moon, the sky, the rain, the animals, the plants, the fruits, heavens and earth, be it lions in the jungle or fish in the sea, those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created for Himself, but these things were created for ourselves. تو جتنی بھی اللہ جل مجدہ نے مخلوق پیدا فرمائی جن و انس کے علاوہ وہ انسانوں کے نفع کے لیے انسانوں کے لیے پیدا کی. اس مخلوق کو ایک ہی مخلوق تھی یہ جو جن و انس ہیں جن کو اللہ جل مجدہ نے اپنے لیے پیدا کیا. This is the creation which is you was only created and chosen for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You only fit in with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience. It does not suit you to be in the company of shaitan or standing with dunya or money or with other people like you. That doesn't befit you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. But unfortunately, it is a strange thing. This is the creation which has forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah created for Himself. And those who he did not create for Himself but for us, everything in the heaven and earth is remembering and doing obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Majduhu said in the Quran, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ, that there is not one thing, living or non-living, which does not do the tasbih and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't do disobedience. Even things which we look down upon, like dogs and pigs and swine, they also do not do disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To test us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram. There is no sin which they have committed. Personally, they have not done anything wrong, or there is something wrong with them by essence. That was also for human beings to test them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are doing their own function, they are performing well. تو ساری مخلوق کو تو اللہ نے انسان کی خدمت کے لیے پیدا فرمایا اور اب انسان کو اپنے لیے پیدا کیا. وہ ایک جس کو اللہ نے جل مجدہ نے اپنے لیے پیدا کیا وہ ایک ہی اللہ کو بھول گیا, وہی اللہ کو بھول گیا اور دوسری مخلوق یاد رکھے ہوئے ہیں. کوئی مخلوق جن و انس کے علاوہ اللہ پاک کی نافرمانی نہیں کر رہی. ہونا تو یہ چاہیے تھا. What should have happened was that this thing, this creation which was created for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this were obedient to Allah, and others who were not created for Allah, for our service, they might be disobedient or not. But what's happening is the opposite. And that is one of the reason is we do not understand our nature. ہمیں اپنی فطرت اور اپنی حقیقت ہی کا نہیں علم. If you look at the screen, وہ کہہ رہی ہے, it's saying human nature, انسانی فطرت. Screen کی طرف دیکھیں کہ انسانی فطرت. Allah Jalla Majduhu ne, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given nature to every creation has its own nature. So for example, the nature of the eagle, the nature of the eagle is to fly. Ye uski fitrat hai. This is the fitra, this is the nature of the eagle. So when this is the nature of the eagle, if it says that I am restricted, if the eagle says I am restricted, ke dekho ke mujhe to Allah Pak ne fitrat mein muqayyad kar diya, main asmanon mein ud sakta hoon, I can fly, samundron mein nahi ja sakta, samundar mein pata nahi kya hai, what is it in the sea, mujhe kyun restrict kiya hua hai, why I have restricted? That's how human beings feel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you on one nature. Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kullu mawlud. Every human being is born on primordial nature. It has its own nature. What it is, I'm going to tell you. But before that, you know, ki dusri cheezein kya kar rahi hain. Now if the eagle says, why I am restricted, I want to go into the seas, I want to go in the seas and rivers like fish, why I am restricted, I don't like it in the skies all the time, you know, I should see what's in there, what's going to happen. Aap dekhiye, although it was seen, it's because it's going against its nature. It's going against its nature. وہ اپنی فطرت کے خلاف چل رہا ہے جب تو وہ جائے گا تو صحیح سمندر میں لیکن پھر نتیجہ کیا ہوگا, what's the result going to be? It's going to be even the latter side, living or exploring, its life will come to the end. It's going to be destroyed, it's going to die when it goes against its nature. There is no peace. Yahan usko koi sukoon nahi milega. Now on the other hand, it would die and become enslaved. You see, when the eagle will go into it, it will become trapped. وہ غلام بن جائے گا سمندر کے پانی کا, وہ پانی اس کو اتنا جو ہے وہ اثر کرے گا اس پر کہ وہ غلام بن جائے گا, اب وہ نکل بھی نہیں سکتا, پھڑک پھڑک کے مر جائے, is going to die after actually being suffocated. Now on the other hand, آپ سوچیں فش کی کیا نیچر ہے. نیچر آف دا فش, everyone knows, it's not actually secret. Fish ki nature, machli ki nature hai pani mein tairna, to live in the water, to swim in the water. Now if the fish says, why I am restricted here, you know, I'm not allowed outside, look, the eagle and the birds are enjoying the human beings, the animals on the land, they are enjoying themselves, their fruits and things, and they are roaming around, there is air, there are clouds, there are mountains, and I am restricted here, I want to go out. Ab machli agar ye samajh le ke mujhe kyun Allah Pak ne pani mein muqayyad kar diya hai, main to bahir ja ke dekhun wahan kya moj mela hai, dekho phool aur phal aur jo hai کتنے جانور پھر رہے ہیں, موج کر رہے ہیں, ہوا میں باز اڑ رہا ہے, پرندے اڑ رہے ہیں, میں یہاں جو ہے وہ مشکل میں آئی ہوں, ساری زندگی پانی میں ہی گزار دی, میں نے باہر جانا ہے, I want to go out. So what's going to happen? If the fish wanted to fly like the eagle, because it's not its nature, اس کی فطرت نہیں ہے, وہ جائے گی تو صحیح باہر, لیکن وہ مر جائے گی. کیونکہ وہ فطرت کے خلاف چلی گئی ہے. اٹس گون اگینسٹ دی نیچر آن وچ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کریٹڈ. سو دا فش نیور لیوز دا واٹر بیکاز نو لائف از واٹر. نو میٹر ہاؤ مینی اٹریکشنز, how many beautiful scenes and how many whatever it sees, but it jumps back into the water. Similarly, the eagle also knows its nature. It never wants to live in the water. If it thinks, it's a destruction. My question to you is, mera sawal mere se apne aap se aur aap se bhi ye hai, کہ مچھلی کو تو اپنی فطرت کا پتا ہے, باز کو بھی اپنی فطرت کا پتا ہے. دا ایگل اینڈ فش نوز دیئر نیچر. دا ایگلز نیچر از ٹو فلائی, دا فش نیچر از ٹو سوئم. اب میں آپ سے پوچھوں, آپ بتاؤ آپ کی نیچر کیا ہے, واٹ از یور نیچر, واٹ از یور نیچر. انسان کی فطرت کیا ہے, انسان کی اس فطرت پر پیدا کیا گیا ہے, واٹ از ریزن. بیکاز اف یو ڈونٹ نو, اف دا فش ڈزنٹ نو مائی لائف از ان دا واٹر, وہ تو فوراً مر جائے گی باہر نکل کے. اف دا ایگل ڈزنٹ نو دیٹ مائی نیچر از فلائنگ, از گوئنگ ٹو ڈراؤن. سملرلی اف فش اینڈ ایگل دے نو, واٹ اباؤٹ یو, یو آر ہیومن بینگ, یو آر ون آف دی سپیریئر کریشن آف اللہ. What is your actual nature? What is your nature? The speciality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you on. But unfortunately, it will lead to misery and death if the fish goes against nature. It doesn't go. Someone might catch it, but it doesn't go by itself. What is then the nature of human being? انسان کی سکرین کو دیکھیں, انسان کی فطرت کیا ہے. مچھلی کا تو آپ کو پتا چل گیا, باز کا بھی پتا چل گیا, اب انسان کی جو ہے وہ کیا ہے. ہیومن بینگ از لائک, نیچر آف دا ہیومن بینگ از ٹو فلائی ان دا اسکائی آف سرونٹ ہوڈ. It is to being connected and in service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the nature of the human being. The sky of the servanthood. So servanthood, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like it. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran as well. He didn't say, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَأْكُلُونَ. Oh, I have created human beings and jinn for eating and drinking. I have created them at least for marrying. I have created them for doing business. I've created them at least for roaming around. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the nature of the human being very clearly. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That your nature is to be in the sky of servanthood. You should be under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. You shouldn't put devil on yourself, and then shaitan on yourself, and dunya on yourself, and girls on yourself, and then addiction on yourself, and all these, and money on yourself. This is not. Have you not heard the human being is the khalifa of Allah? So what does it mean? That he is the representative, he represents Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messengers represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There shouldn't be anything in between against that nature. There shouldn't be anything in between, meaning the which takes you away from the nature. So if you are the Khalifa of Allah, that is Allah and you, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a wasila to teach you the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't come to ask people to worship him. He said, no, oh no, la ilaha illallah, there is no true God except Allah. And I am the messenger of Allah and abda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have come,
You love me so that you can be a better servant of Allah. Because I am the best servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the model. That is why we are asked to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we become happy on his coming. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending such a great blessing in the month of Rabiul Awwal to us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many other blessings. Ab dekhe na, log naya saal manate hain. Birthday mana, saare mana rahe hain. Although it is, every culture has its own new year. Chinese year is in February. Muslim year has started in January. For that, there, this November, Muharram, jo piche do maah ho gaye. Then Jewish year, every year. Now, no religion, they celebrate Chinese jo hai, wo inka saal nahi, wo apna saal mana rahe hain. Jewish people, they are celebrating their own year, whenever it is. Christians are celebrating their own year. Sikhs are celebrating their own year. There is nothing wrong from the example. I am not saying that it shouldn't. That is their religion. That is their year. That is their. They have a right to do that. That's what it is. What they do. That's where they belong to. This is understandable. But the problem is, the person is Muslim and he is celebrating a Jewish year. Now, how on earth one can understand that? Person says, I am Muslim, he is celebrating Chinese year. So, usko puchne wali baat hai ki, what's happened with you? What's wrong with you? If you belong to China or their religion, it's understandable. But when you are Muslim, why you are celebrating Jewish year? Let them celebrate their own year. You have your own year, you have your own culture, you have your own year. It's not to go against the others or hate others as such actually, but everyone is doing on whatever they belong to. When Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his lifetime, when countries were, they came under the rule of Islam, he gave them the covenant that your churches, your cross, this salib, jisko kehte hain, this cross, which the Christian cross, your synagogues, your priest, everything, your religion, your culture will be protected. The Islamic government is protecting them. Because there is no compulsion in religion of Islam. You cannot bring people with guns or with war in any way. Even Shaitan knows this. Shaitan is bringing people into his religion, Shaitanic religion, not with guns, he's with love and with actually showing some of the desires which one can fulfill through him. And look, people are following him. And people were attracted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the deen of Islam also because of love, actually. The personality which he had. So, it is understandable for others, that everyone. So, you won't find a Chinese person celebrating a Muslim New Year. And we don't expect from them. Okay, if he knows he's Muslim, he knows it's a New Year, he might wish you a good New Year, but he doesn't celebrate as such. And you should be knowing that you have the best. That's what we believe, religion of Islam, the best prophet, the highest book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been sent. So you shouldn't follow others, you shouldn't be a crowd follower, as such, what other people are doing. Because then you will lose your identity. So I was saying to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal has created you as a khalifa. When you know a khalifa, you should be the... What does servant of Allah mean? Have you ever thought what does it mean, Abdullah, servant of Allah? Being the slave of Allah, you say, I am Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah, Allah is my God, and He is the master, and I am His servant. Allah Pak mera khuda hai, mera maabood hai, main uska banda hoon.
آپ یہ کہتے بندہ بننے کا مطلب کیا ہے؟ Becoming a servant of Allah and slave of Allah means that now this person is no slave to anything else now. Nothing can buy his servanthood now. Let it be money, millions, let it be shaitan, let it be dunya, let it be the world, let it be the attraction, let it be the women, let it be love of fame and name. That being Abdullah, now actually no one can buy him. He's already sold himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of this servant is that he, everything, shaitan is also taking him wherever he wants. Dunya is taking wherever he wants. His friends are taking him wherever he wants. His girlfriend is taking him where he wants. He is not servant to anyone. Then actually he is servant to many persons, slave to many persons. Being slave, what does a slave? When you say, we say, Abdullah wa shadu anna Muhammadan abduhu. Even Rasulullah s.a.w. said, I am the slave of Allah, the worshipper of Allah. What does it mean? It means that the slave does not have choice. His choice is finished. He doesn't have a choice now. His choice is whatever his master's choice is. Have you not heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. He said about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is the person, he is the one who does not speak even, he does not utter a word by whatever he desires. In huwa illa wahyu yuha, but whatever he speaks is whatever Allah wants him to speak. This surat Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so reached the perfection, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect God, perfect Ma'bud. There is really only one perfect Abda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abda Kamil, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one reached such abdiya, such servanthood, such servitude in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than actually Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when he used to eat, like you are sitting, for example, however you like to sit, you eat. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that why he sits, like he said that's how a servant, how a slave sits in the front of the master. A slave sits in the front of the master. There actually, and I am talking to you, let it side, doing something, doing his actions or anything like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He doesn't speak with his own desire. So when he doesn't speak with his own desire, although the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also pure, he's purified person, his desire is pure as well, but he still doesn't speak even utter a word with his desire. He speaks whatever Allah wants him to speak. This is the control of the tongue. This is the perfection of the tongue, that the tongue reaching abdiya. So servanthood, slavehood means being, when we say La ilaha illallah, that there is no master, there is no ma'bud except Allah, and which means that I am his slave now actually, and I'm not going to give in myself. So recognize your status. You are as a whole second to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is human being, the status of a human being. Look, Allah subhanahu, the highest other creation is angel, which we also say angels are very high, angel is a blessed creation, they are made of light. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hazrat Adam al-Islam out of clay and said, bow down to this Adam al-Islam. So you are second to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning speaking from human being perspective. Obviously in human being then there are levels, there are anbiya, then there are Ahle Bayt, then their Sahaba, then their Tabi'een and Awliya and etc. But comparing to Shayateen, comparing to Dunya, comparing to animals, comparing to angels, comparing to the world and attraction, you are the second. There shouldn't be anything between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Ahle takes you away. That means that's what your nature is. You are like the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalifa means this. This is one of the meaning of it. So when someone hijacks you, your servanthood, and you give your loyalty to others, then the other will misuse you. What will others do? Shaitan will take your loyalty, throw you in hellfire. You do whatever he wants, but what will he give you? Hellfire. Give it to the nafs, your loyalty. Where will the nafs take you? The ammaratum bisu, towards evil. Give your loyalty to people, they will take you also towards that hell. If they don't know. Give your loyalty to money, give your loyalty to politics, give your loyalty to friends. If they are not the good ones, where are they going to take you? And when you give your control, loyalty, control, your mind, your heart, your control to Allah and His Messenger, they will take you to Jannah, and kings forever you will become. They want to give you million times more what dunya and shaitan wants to give you. But the thing is that we are falling for filth and leaving the water of life. As someone said, one of the mashayikh, they said, have you ever seen a person who will buy a stone whilst giving a diamond? A person he buys stone, which are stones on the road, and he say, okay, here is big diamond, give me that big stone. I have few diamonds, very precious. If you got any pebbles and stone, give me, I want to buy. He said, have you ever seen this a person? They said, no, we've not seen a person like this. Everyone keep diamonds to the heart. They never, who sells them at least four stones? He said, I can show you many of you. I can show you thousands which are doing this. They said, how? He said, Akhira is the diamond. Akhira, the Jannah is the diamond, and this dunya is stone. Akhira is diamond, the Jannah is like diamond, and this dunya is stone. And he says, how many there are millions who are selling their Jannah and getting this stone of dunya, and they want that. That's how foolishness a person falls. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to give you the best life where there is no end to. He wants to give you the best youthful age where there is no old age. He wants to give you best spouses which are unparalleled in beauty and loyalty. It comes in the hadith that when a person will go in Jannah, he will have such vision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. He will be able to see even the love in the heart of his or her spouse in the heart. He will be able to even see the love. Ab yahan to pata nahi chalta, a person don't know. Here, mostly, very rarely, people really love you. They love your things, your beauty, your money, your status. But who is the one who is your lover? Who is the one who is your lover? Who loves you as a whatever you are, actually? Recognize that. So, as I was saying, that if you look at the screen, that try to understand your nature, that like sky is the highest thing. Similarly, the sky of servanthood, the sky of abdiya,
you are second to none after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you devalue yourself, there are people begging outside, there are people who have become drug dealers and addictive to drugs and other pornography and other all these type of evil. How they are living a life of misery. Like Brother Shafiq was saying, I often say, there's enjoyment in sin. Look at whatever you want, drink whatever you want, you get enjoyment, but no peace. Peace nahi hai. We confuse these two things very often. We think, okay, whatever I'm sleeping, I will get. You might get enjoyment, but you will not get peace. Peace is in the servant of servanthood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the name of Allah azza wa jalla, there is peace. Let aside in being his servant is a higher thing. Uska banda banna to bahut unchi cheez hai. Uska sirf naam le leta hai to bande ke dil ko sukoon pahunch jata. Nature of the human being. So don't be higher than the fish. Machli se to zyada akal. Machli mein kitna dimag hota hai. Chota sa. वो हमें इतना इतना दो दो किलो का दिमाग लेके हम फिर रहे हैं और अपनी फितरत का तो हमें पता हो. मछली को अपनी फितरत का पता है, बाज को अपना पता है, हर चीज कीड़े को भी अपना पता है, चींटी को भी अपना पता है, फितर हर चीज को अपनी फितरत का पता है. अल्लाह सुभान व तआला मेंशन कुरान कुल्लुन कद अलिम सलातहु व तस्बीहहु. हर एक चीज अपने अपने दायरे में अमल कर रही है. So look at the screen now. This is the nature of us being servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slave to Allah. But when we are there, like the eagle, we look down. Hamein nazar aata hai, wo samundar khayshat ke, the lands of the desire, the ponds of addiction, the ponds of zina, the rivers of actually money, and all these things which we see, and we say, oh, I'm missing a lot. Although you are on the servanthood sky, aapko lagta hai main to bahut pata nahi kya ye moj mela log ayashi kar rahe hain, main to bahut kuch miss kar gaya, main to piche reh gaya, ye to badh gaye aage, pata nahi kya ye kar rahe. Lekin insaan ke andar ye khayal shaitan dalta hai. Insaan to bahut uncha hai, Allah ka khalifa hai, par shaitan puts waswasa, like Adam alayhi salam. He was highest in the heaven, but he puts waswasa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story of Adam alayhi salam so that it becomes an example for his children. Have you ever wondered, there were so many stories. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam lived almost 1000 years. Do you think only this story was there, that he ate the forbidden fruit and he was sent on the face of the earth? Ki kitne unke hazar saal Hazur Allah Islam ki 63 saala zindagi 23 saala zindagi mein kitni seerat hai, aur Adam Alaihi Islam ne 900 saal se upar zindagi guzari. Hazar saal umr thi aapki, but he gave some years to Hazrat Daud Alaihi Islam in the alam e arwah. When Allah Subhanahu created in the world of spirits, which I am going to show you after, he saw a very illuminated being, a light spirit, a spirit which is enlightened. And he asked, we were in the world of spirit, in the alam arwa. He said, Ya Allah, who is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is one of your descendants who will come on the face of the earth. His name is Dawood, Nabiullah Dawood. And he said, how is going, how much he is going to live? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned number of years. Adam, this is less. Oh Allah, can I not give a number of 9 years? 40 or 60, I have forgotten actually. 60 or 40 years. He said, I want to give so many number of years to Hazrat Dawood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, okay, you can give. That is your age which I have given you. This is the, you see, the status of prophethood, that if he wants, he is giving with the permission of Allah his age, his life, to actually other person and the prophet. So when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came 940 years or so, Sayyidina Malak al-Maut, Israel alayhi salam, he came and he said, "Oh Adam, I have come to take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Adam alayhi salam said, "I have still 60 or 40, whatever he said, 60 years to live." He said, "You have given, don't you remember that you have given those to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam?" So Adam alayhi salam said, "Yes, you can take me now." So he lived almost 1000 years, I'm saying. But there, how many wonderful stories would have been in his life? Happened, he lived a long time in Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning one story again and again, that he ate forbidden the tree, and actually shaitan became enemy and he came down. And then when he came on the face of the earth, then he lived long life, I just say 900 years or more. But why this story is mentioned? That he ate the fruit of the tree and he was sent on the face of the earth, and then he repented, and then he actually, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his status even more than before. The Mashayikh, the Arifin, said that this story is selected for us, for human being, because that's the most applicable story to us. And he is our father, so he has sacrificed and he made himself an example, although he was masoom, he is sinless, but just to teach us a lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this story happened so that we learn that whenever any of his children fall down, they should not worry, they should see that we will follow the example of our father Adam alayhi salam. He did come down, he ate the forbidden fruit, but he stood up again, and that's what we should follow as well. That's why this story is repeated so many times in the Quran. And that's one of the imam said. He said that shaitan never knew about Adam. He thought that he will put waswasa and Adam alayhi salam will be condemned on the face of the earth. But he never knew that when a professional, an expert diver dives in the sea, he does not only come back, but he brings many pearls with him as well. So he sent Hazrat Adam alayhi salam down. But Adam alayhi salam collected the pearls of tawbah and repentance and humbleness and humility and astaghfar and all these things, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were the pearls he actually collected from the earth. So shaitan ko ye, usne samjha, main Adam alayhi salam ko waswasa dalunga, wo niche aa jayegi, Allah unse naraz ho jayega. Lekin usko ye ilm nahi tha ki jab ek mahir jo ghotakhor aur jo tairak, جب وہ پھینکا جاتا ہے سمندر میں, وہ جب ماہر تیراک ہے, اگر وہ تیرنے والا ہے, تو وہ صرف خود نہیں آتا باہر نکل کے, بلکہ ساتھ کئی خزانے اور کئی ہیرے جواہرات بھی اس سمندر سے لے کے آتا ہے باہر. تو اسی طرح آدم علیہ السلام کے ساتھ ہوا کہ وہ تو نیچے آئے, لیکن انہوں نے یہاں وہ توبہ, وہ عاجزی انکساری پیدا کی اپنے اندر کہ وہ آسمانوں میں وہ نہیں ہو سکتی تھی. This could have never happened in the heavens. So there is lesson. وہ آپ کے لئے میرے لئے سبق ہے. We have lesson in our father. We are children of سیدنا آدم. We are not children of ابلیس. ہم ابلیس کے اولاد نہیں ہیں. ہم شیطان کی اولاد نہیں ہیں. ہم تو اپنے باپ آدم کی اولاد ہیں. تو اگر ہم اپنے درجے میں, ان سے تو گناہ نہیں ہوا, وہ تو مثال میں نے آپ کو بتایا. اگر ہم گر جائیں, بہت سے گناہ ہو گئے, کوئی بھی ہو گیا, لیکن موت سے پہلے پہلے اٹھے, عجزی انکساری. There is no hopelessness. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, how can you be hopeless, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will change your very great sins into good deeds. Why you have to worry? Not only forgiven, maaf nahin honge. Wo jo aapne sharabein pi, swab likha jayega, aapne zamzam piya isne. Angels will read, he has written on it. وہ جو آپ نے عورتوں کو اور ننگی عورتوں اور غلط سین دیکھے, اعمال نامے میں لکھا ہوا, یہ تو کعبہ دیکھتا رہا, یہ تو قرآن دیکھتا رہا. یہ مطلب ہے جب نیکیوں میں بدل جانے کا. تو پھر بندے کو کیا پرابلم ہے, یعنی وہ نا امیدی کی. When Allah سبحانہ وتعالی is not forgiving only, but he says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. He will not only forgive bad, that a bad deed, okay? If you are truly sincere, he will change them into good deeds. آپ نماز کے وقت سوتے رہے لیکن آپ کے اعمال نامے میں لکھا اس نے نماز پڑھی ہے. تہجد کے وقت آپ فلم دیکھتے رہے آپ کے اعمال نامے میں لکھا یہ تہجد گزار تھا. آپ دن میں حرام کھاتے رہے آپ کے اعمال نامے میں لکھا جائے گا اس نے روزہ رکھا ہوا تھا. You have been eating حرام and it will be written that he has been fasting. You have been sleeping all through the night, it will be written he was standing up in قیام اللیل. You were looking at pornography and it will be written you were looking at the Quran and the Kaaba and actually the good thing. So angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even want angels to know or remember. He makes the memory of angels, deletes memory of the angels about the sins. They don't remember anything on the day. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my servant will never be embarrassed in front of angels, or at least, okay, yes, he was sinful and we've been forgiven. If a person really truly repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make angels forget, change his book of deeds, and make the earth forget, and make his organs of the body forget as well what they've been doing. So, jab is tarah ka Rabb Rahim hai, why not take advantage? Why not actually take advantage, and why think, no, I am condemned, or no, I can never get out of this situation? Take the first step, as the brother was mentioned, after the zikr majlis, sit in the workshop for half an hour. Gaadi ko to roz workshop mein leke jaate ho, main thodi bhi kharabi ho, apne body ko bhi workshop mein leke jao. Take your body to workshop as well, to see MOT karao iski. سال کے بعد تو ہونی چاہیے, ویسے بھی سال کہتے ہیں شروع ہو رہا ہے جو جی نہیں ہے, تو سال کے بعد ایم او ٹی کراؤ. کہتے جو ایم او ٹی ڈن, ایم او ٹی میں کیا ہوتا ہے, یہی کہ بھائی اس کے بریک ٹھیک ہے, تو اس میں بھی یہی ہے. دا ہیومن بینگز ایم او ٹی از ویل, یور آئیز ورکنگ ویل, لائٹس آر, کار کے ہیڈ لیمپ چیک کیے جاتے ہیں نا, ہیڈ لیمپس آر چیک ان دی ایئرلی ٹیسٹ, تو سو یور آئیز شوڈ بی چیکڈ ایز ویل کہ بھائی صحیح کام کر رہی ہیں یا ادھر ادھر دیکھ کر رہی ہیں. دا مین فنکشن جو اس کا کمپیوٹر سسٹم ہے, دماغ کیسا کام کر رہا ہے, وہ غلط تو نہیں کر رہا, اٹس ناٹ بین کرپٹڈ. اس کے پیر ٹائر کیسے ہیں, دا ٹائر وہ تو کہتے ہیں اس کی جو ڈیپتھ ہے وہ بھی چیک کی جاتی ہے, تو آپ کے پاؤں چیک کیجیے کہاں کہاں پھر رہے ہیں, ویئر آر دے ونڈرنگ اراؤنڈ, یہ کہیں سلپ تو نہیں ہو رہی ادھر ادھر. پاؤں چیک کیے جائیں گے, دروازے چیک کیے جائیں گے, انجن چیک کیا جائے گا. Otherwise, MOT na hui, yahan, if you do not get checked, it will be checked, but it will be checked by the angels in the grave, too late now. And then they are not going to give you a certificate as such, or give you time to change it. Yahan, as far as you are in dunya, wo jaise kehte na, retest kara lo, get a retest. Dunya mein to ye ho jata hai. You come knowing, okay, it's wrong, you can get a retest done. Aajana 10 din baad. Once the it's completely failure, phir wo kahenge ab ye complete failure, khatam na ho. So once after death, finish. There's no retest now. Ke bhai jao wapas retest. So take alhamdulillah the benefit. Fayda hasil kar lo. So I was saying to you, if you look at the screen, that you should be in the servant sky of servanthood. But shaitan shows us the desire. Quran says, وَزُّيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Shaitan beautifies bad deeds, beautifies. He casts spell on people's mind. Their dunya looks so beautiful to them, so attractive to them. It's not really, but it looks to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was said in the Quran in other verse, it's like he can hypnotize. Many people are hypnotized by dunya and shaitan. They can't see anything. They are hypnotized. To get them out of that, they need to have an antidote for that. Then they will realize, they will come out. That's called yaqza, when you wake up from that hypnotism. That's why otherwise it's not thinkable that how you being a servant of Allah, He gives you life, He gives you money, He gives you parents, He gives you all the blessings, and how can you be unthankful and disobedient to Him? Problem is, you have been hypnotized by shaitan and nafs. And like you see, the people who are hypnotized, they can be made, they can do things which are they won't do when they are normal. They can be made do some things which are not actually appropriate for them. They will know. So that's how what's happening with me and you as well. At the moment, we are like walking dead. No one knows. That's why the awliya Allah, they don't respond to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That actually when jahil, people don't know, people who don't have the intellect as such, don't engage in arguments with them. This is like engaging an argument with an insane person. You know he is insane completely, and you say, no, I'm going to convince him. I'm going to give you evidence from the internet. I have a book. I'm going to give you evidence from that scholar. But you know he's insane. How are you going to convince him? The wisdom there is, if you can leave him and yourself peacefully, that is great wisdom. یعنی اللہ نے فرمایا کہ بے وقوف لوگ اسے اور نہ جاننے والوں سے نہ الجھو. یہ پاگلوں کی طرح ہیں لوگ. پاگل کو نہیں سمجھا سکتے آپ. میں آپ سے بحث کر رہے ہیں آپ ہمارے لوگ نہیں میں اس کو سمجھا کے چھوڑوں گا, میں اس کو سمجھ آئے گی. وہ اس کو تو آئے گی نہیں, آپ مشکل میں آ جائیں گے. تو وہاں اللہ پاک نے فرمایا کہ وہاں عقل مندی یہی ہے کہ وہاں سلامتی کے ساتھ اگر آپ وہاں سے بھاگ بھی آئے تو وہ بھی آپ کے لیے بہادری ہے. Means mentioned in مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمہ اللہ, he mentioned in مسنوی شریف, his book of wisdom he has written. He said that someone saw سیدنا عیسیٰ بن مریم علیہ السلام and he was very swiftly as though he was running. So someone said, Ya Nabi Allah, what has happened? Why are you going so swiftly, running? He said, I met an ahmak. Ahmak is a fool person. And I am running away from his company. ایک بیوقوف سے ملاقات ہو گئی تھی جاہل سے, تو اس کو میں نے بات کی ہے کہ نہیں سمجھ, تو میں آپ اس سے دور جاکہ وہ مجھے دوبارہ میرے پاس نہ آئے. He said, یا نبی اللہ, oh the prophet of Allah, روح اللہ, you can bring with the permission of Allah dead people alive to life. You can bring the dead to life. اس نے کہا کہ آپ تو جو عیسیٰ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا میں بھاگ رہا ہوں, ایک بے وقوف مل گیا تھا احمق, اس سے بھاگ رہا ہوں, دوبارہ میں نظر نہ آ جاؤں اس کو. تو انہوں نے کہا آپ تو مردوں کو زندہ کرتے ہیں. آر یو ایکچولی میک دا ڈیڈ لائف ود دا اذن آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, کین یو ناٹ کیور ہز فولشنس؟ تو اس کی آپ ہاتھ لگائیں, اس کی بے وقوفی ہی دور ہو جائے. ہی سیڈ اٹ از ایزیئر ٹو میک ڈیڈ پرسن الائیو, مردے کو زندہ کرنا آسان ہے. فرمایا کہ بے وقوف کی بے وقوفی, احمق کی ہمارا, the foolishness of the fool is not curable, it's the عذاب of اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. یہ نہیں ٹھیک ہوتی. From there benefit is that you leave, because why I am going swiftly away, that if you stay in their company they will also affect you. اگر آپ ان کی صحبت میں رہیں گے بے وقوف ہوں گے تو وہ آپ کی عقل کو بھی چاٹنا شروع کر دیں گے آہستہ آہستہ. تو ایسے تو ایک بزرگ ون پرسن واز سینگ دیٹ ہی دا پرسن ہی وینٹ دے وینٹ ٹو ان پاکستان اور سم ادر کنٹری ان ٹو مینٹل ہاسپٹل. تو and they visited the people there, وہاں وہ ان کو مل رہے تھے جو پاگل خانہ پاکستان کی بات ہے. تو دس از ڈفرنٹ اسٹوری, یہ لمبی بات ہو جائے, آپ ادھر غور کریں جو ہے, اب وہ سمجھا دی آپ کو جو سمجھا اندر ٹائم. سو دا نیچر آف دا ہیومن بینگ اینڈ ایٹ لیسٹ دا سیز اینڈ ریورز آف ڈیزائر. سو یہ ابھی آپ کو بتایا ہے کہ دیٹ ڈو ناٹ ایکچولی گیو ان ٹو دیٹ, انڈرسٹینڈ یور نیچر, یو آر عبد اللہ اینڈ یو آر امتی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ وانٹس ٹو گیو یو دا بیسٹ آف ایوری تھنگ, بیسٹ وچ نو ون کین گیو یو, بیسٹ لائف, ایوری تھنگ. سو دس از دی کانسپٹ, ایز دے سے دس از ناٹ اے نیو بگننگ ون ایئر, دس از دا انٹائر لائف آف ہیومن بیئنگس. اینڈ آئی ہیو شون یو مور دین ونس ایکچولی, بٹ اٹس ناٹ ہیونگ این افیکٹ. جب فیکٹ نہیں ہے تو وہ کیا پھر اس کا اثر ہی نہیں ہو رہا, اٹس بینگ ڈائلوٹڈ, میننگ وی اسٹل آفٹر آل کمنگ اونلی راؤنڈ اینڈ راؤنڈ ان دنیا آفٹر دنیا آفٹر دنیا دنیا, یہ چیزیں اٹس ناٹ افیکٹنگ اس. اینڈ انٹل یو شوڈ انڈلج اینڈ یو شوڈ تھنک اینڈ یو شوڈ ریڈ اینڈ یو شوڈ بی ان دا کمپنی آف دوز پیپل who can remind you of your whole life rather than یہ پوری زندگی کہ پہلے تو کچھ بھی نہیں تھا, اس کو جانے جب میں کچھ بھی نہیں تھا اللہ نے زندگی دی تھا, اب اللہ کی بانے ہم. جب اللہ جل مجد ہونے, we say to people, anyone who saves your life, you say I owe something to you. Whenever you say, you know, my, I owe my life to you, you saved my life, I owe my life to you. Whenever you say I'll do something for you, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the life. You owe actually gratitude and obedience to Him. And when you give obedience to Him, He gives you more. He doesn't take from you. And then as I mentioned, the world of spirits, where we were discussing about Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the promise from us. And now we are here, short period. I read in the verse of Quran in the beginning, few verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of judgment, people will be asked, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. اے لوگو, زمین پر کتنے سال رہے ہو؟ اب سال شروع ہو رہا ہے نا, نیا سال آپ کہہ رہے ہیں, تو وہ فرشتے پوچھیں گے کہ کتنے سال تم رہے ہو زمین پر, how many years have you been living on the face of the earth. People will say, قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. لوگ کہیں گے, وہ سال نہیں کہیں گے, ہم 2014 میں بھی تھے, یا 1435 میں بھی, 1436 اور 2015, ہم 1980 میں پیدا ہوئے. نو, دے آر گوئنگ ٹو سے لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ, وی اونلی لیو فور اے ڈے اور اے پارٹ آف ڈے آن دا فیس آف دی ارتھ. دیٹس واٹ دے ریمبر. سارے سال ملا کے بھی آپ کو ایک چھوٹے سے دن یا دن کا حصہ وہ کہیں گے, پھر بھی کہیں گے ہم نہیں جانتے. فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ, فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ, who knows the account, who knows really how many years time, ask them, we are not really sure. And it will be said to them, قَالَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, تم اس سے بھی کم رہے ہو اصل میں. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if only you knew that actually how long you live. تو یہ یہاں سالوں کی بات نہیں ہے, یہاں آپ دن گزارنے آئے ہوئے. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even mentioned not a day, he mentioned a part of, he said, my example is like a traveler who stops for a break under the tree, under the shade of the tree. That's my example. He mentioned like this دنیا. اور فرمایا دنیا ایک درخت ہے, وہ میری مثال ہے کہ میں وہاں عالم اربع سے گویا سفر کرتے آ رہا ہوں, اور اس درخت کے نیچے, یعنی دنیا ایک ٹری ہے, اس درخت کے نیچے ریسٹ کرنے کے لیے بیٹھا ہوں اور پھر آگے چلے جانا ہے. سو دنیا از دا ٹری, اٹس لائک اے سروس اسٹیشن. آفٹر دیٹ, اف یو ہیو فاسٹ اینڈ لیو دا لائف اکارڈنگ ٹو ایز اے سرونٹ ہوڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, دین دا لائف ہیئر آفٹر از گوئنگ ٹو بیکم اے بلیس فار یو. نیو ایئر تو ختم ہو جائے گا, ایوری ایئر از گوئنگ ٹو فنش, دس از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو اینڈ ونس اٹ اسٹارٹس دا آخرا. اور ایکچولی اٹ از دس از ویل, انبیئربل, انبیئربل.
Then day of judgment, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring everyone together, because they will know what we have been doing, what others can witness, you can witness against them, they can witness against you, your dad, granddad, and all forefathers, and every millions and billions of people. And this also have two parts. And then there is the real life, which we want, we all are, yes, but we are trying to make, bring paradise here. We are pulling paradise to here, trying to bring it here in the dunya. It's not going to come here. Here this very, very short life. It is the real life there that you should live. And that's about the workshop which I was mentioning to you. After half an hour, on the right side, the brother will take you upstairs. It's free, nothing to... it is. At least they charge you for everything. But here this is free. Because this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for the benefit of humanity. It's not to be sold. So that is my message to you, and very short life, as I say, that even if you live so many years, still you can assess how, it's not so many years. 1 year, you only live about 1 month in that really. For every year, it's about 1 month and few days for every year. It's not about an year, it's about a month, 10%. Because all other time, you are going to spend. That's how it is going to spend. So be wise. You know already, but knowing does not benefit until it does not become the will, and the will does not benefit until it becomes the action, and the action does not benefit until it is sincere, and that does not benefit until you are steadfast doing it again and again. And this is Jazakumullah Hasan, Jazakallah Jalla Majduhu. آپ کو اجر عطا فرمائے میں اللہ سبحانہ ریوارڈ یو فار دا ٹائم اینڈ ایفرٹ انشاءاللہ ناؤ وی ول بی انشاءاللہ کنوینگ دا مجلس اف ذکر استغفر اللہ استغفر اللہ لا حول ولا قوۃ الا بالله اعوذ بالله من الجاهلین ومن الشیاطین
As you've heard, as I start making the speech, let me say it to you. If there's any brother who wants to know further of how they can get from the spell of the shaitan and find out the real purpose and how they can succeed in this life, they do teach a course of self-purification, how one person can be steadfast and free themselves from sin. If there's any brother who wants to get the name, please put your hand up.
وہی تو ہے نا ورک شاپ کا جو دیا
from next Monday to Wednesday, and also there's a weekend one which is in Bradford from 3rd of January to the 5th of January this weekend coming, so brothers are encouraged to go on that. Also there is a program in Nelson next Sunday, and it's on the 5th of January from 6 o'clock at Ace Centre in Cross Street in Nelson. This coming Sunday, so I would encourage you to attend that as well. And there's a sisters and Milad program as well in Blackburn on the 12th, Sunday the 12th of January, and it's the only sisters event. And from the last one they had about 700-800 sisters that turned up, and it's fully organised by all the sisters from the Jami Muhammadiyah Alimiyah course. All the sisters are organising it. The last one was very successful, and inshallah this one looks like it's going to be even bigger. So I encourage your daughters and sisters and mothers to attend as well on that one. So now inshallah the zikr method will take place, and I will go through the etiquette with them.
مستغفر الله تيك سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.